This is Jon Snow, Lieutenant Driver of the USS Grissom, and you are listening to Comic Pop Library.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness till boredom overtook us. And he began to speak. He said, "Son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces and knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice." So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bombed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said, "If you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold it, know when to fold it, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done."
We are going to be looking at one of the Yu-Gi-Oh! Speed Duel starter decks. This one in particular is going to be the Destiny Masters. And we want to thank Allison Vincent, Lindsay Barber, Tim Klein. They are all of Hill & Knowlton Strategies. And then we also want to say a special thank you for Konami as well for sending these decks to us. Definitely appreciate that. Definitely like the support that they're giving Comic Pop Library. But we're going to let Logan start opening it. This is basically in a box, kind of like any other old starter deck.
Actually, three decks.
What's the featured people in this deck?
There's Yami Yugi, or Yugi Emoto. There's Maximilian Pegasus. And there's Ishizu Ishtar.
And each deck comes in their own little deck case. Might have to leave those in the deck cases.
Yeah.
Basically, there's 20 cards per deck. Like I said, this is for speed dueling. This is kind of an offshoot of the Duel Links mobile game, it says. So
yeah, they made it for mobile. And they've got a little mat in here with Dark Magician and Blue Eyes on it, which looks good.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And you're going to get those 20 card decks. And with those, you're also going to get 9 skill cards, 3 for each character, which I'm assuming is going to be in the box as well. Then you have 3 ultra rare variant cards. And we have, I'm assuming, there's a clear pack that's has those 3 cards in it, and I guess you just divide those up 1 per deck, I'm assuming.
Yes.
Since everything is divided by 3 in all of these.
Yeah. It's marked divisible under Yugi's, but
don't know either. But you could do it that way to keep it fair, or you can put them all in one deck. I guess that just depends on how you want to do it. And these are not taped shut, but they are kind of fun to open, aren't they, Logan?
Yeah.
Oh, bottom?
Yeah, because the top makes you try and...
Oh, it's a tear strip. And if you don't want to destroy the pack, you just take it out from the bottom.
I've opened Yugi's deck.
We'll start out with Yugi. I'm just getting the other 2 prepped, so Logan, go ahead and start.
First one is the skill card field spell Power of Dark, which, it's basically the Yang card.
Hey.
Or I think that was its name. All field and spell casters gain 200 attack defense, and fairies lose 200 attack defense.
And these are got a blue border.
Yeah.
And has speed duel in the bottom text box.
Really? Okay.
Ooh, I like the back, too.
Yeah. Skill cards.
These are the skill cards.
There's something at that one, too. Yeah, it's just at the start of the duel, place it in your field zone and flip it over. The next one is flip this card over when you activate the skill, and it's Destiny Draw. If you lose 2,000 or more life point, you can activate this skill during your next draw phase.
Okay.
In which you search your deck for any card.
And it won't take you long. It won't take you long because there's only 20 in this deck.
And I'm pretty sure you don't have that much health in this mode, so 2,000 life points has to be taken as it costs. That's...
I'm not sure. It doesn't say what you actually start off with when you're playing a game.
I know
the
it's
rules.
Different from normal.
And there's not a rule book. It might be on the
actually
game deal.
Yeah, game the mat. Game mat. And the... Other one is Final Draw. You activate it during the main phase, and once per turn, during your turn, you place a counter on this skill. If you have three or more counters, then when you draw, you can search instead. Okay. But at the end of the turn you use this skill, you lose the duel.
And I did just look at the back of the mat. It does have the description of how to play. So these have Yugi.
Yeah. Yami Yugi.
They're actually pictures of him on the card, not creature. So the skill first, cards, yeah. The first one has almost nothing. It's black.
That's with literally one of the old field spell cards.
Okay.
That's literally it.
Okay. So that's kind of neat to actually get cards with the characters on them.
Yeah.
So that's kind of different. Neat.
There's a few like that, like Yujo Friendship and all that, but okay. They're pretty rare, so that's awesome.
So now we get into the regular cards, I believe, probably.
Dark Magician, the ultimate
of
wizard
course.
In terms of attack and offense. It's the
you gotta
bluer
have that.
One out with the stone tablet in the background.
Yeah. Gotta have that for Yugi, you know that.
Yeah.
That's his Feral favorite
card. Feral in green furry guy with wings and big ears.
Yep. So a lot of these cards might be stuff you are familiar with.
Yeah, these are...
They're just speed duel cards, and that's one thing. Go ahead, I'll mention that later.
Actually, most of them you probably don't even have to use specifically in speed duel. It's just.
I was going to get to that here in a moment, but go ahead and keep going through the cards and see what we got.
Rogue Doll. Purple robed doll with a scepter and the head in its belly.
Okay.
Yeah, it has a smaller closed eyes up top and then. A more detailed face right around the belly.
It's kind of I don't know if I've ever seen that card before. That's different.
That one again. Dark Magician Girl.
Of course. We got Yugi's deck. So that makes sense again.
And one that I don't think I've seen before. Legion the Fiend Jester. Which it looks kind of like a... It's making me think Pinocchio. But it's got a real tall red hat. Green pauldrons and... shoulder pads and a blue one.
It kind of makes you think of Pinocchio. Kind of Pinocchio-ish. A slender version of it, I guess.
Another one of him.
So it looks like you're not going to get completely all new images. So that's one thing about these.
The Stern Mystic, which is a real old elf guy in a purple robe with red.
If you use that spell, I'm going to smack your hand. That's how stern he is.
Double cost on, which has two black ghosts separating with red in the middle. Kind of like mitosis, was it? Something like that.
Yeah. It's a level four monster.
Blue Dragon Summoner, which is, there's the guy with blue hair in a robe that looks pretty neat. And then behind him is, I guess, a guy that has blue skin, red eyes. And I think that's either dragon or snake as the, probably dragon.
Okay.
Helmet type with armor. It looks neat.
They're, how to describe that? They're not chibi style. No. I guess they'd be kids. The height, they're not adults. They're not teenagers. They look more like kids, maybe.
Maybe.
Because of the size.
Going by what I remember the green turtle one to be, it's not kids. It's just you see them magnified down instead of up.
Huh.
I'm not sure why.
Okay.
Thousand Knives, which is, a lot of knives floating in midair.
Let's have those flying at you. Yay! So it looks like we're getting into the spell cards. So
yeah,
all
Dark
the
Magician
monsters
support.
Were basically four. The Dark
one,
Magician
two, three,
is
four,
a seven.
Ten monsters, two of them copy.
No, I'm talking about the level. You have all of them are fours except for Dark Magician, who's a seven.
And
the Magician Girl, which
five?
Is a six.
Oh, six.
So the rest are fours. So there's something to know.
Uh-huh.
So now we're getting into the spell cards with the knives coming at you.
Yep. Sage's Stone, which is a floating blue with red bottom gem and a little spellcaster circle below it.
So are these cards that you would normally see in the anime that they would have in their hands or the manga?
Well, I'm pretty sure Thousand Knives I've seen in the anime. I'm not sure about Sage's Stone. Dark Magic Attack is next, but it seems like at least these three Dark Magician support.
Okay. And these are speed duels, so they're wanting you to go fast on these. It's not like
Dark Magic Attack has Dark Magician blasting something.
We go. And like I said, all of these do have that speed duel in the text box. It's kind of just lightly printed.
Oh, now I see what you're talking about. Yeah, there
it is. And you kind of turn it into light and you can see it.
Uh-huh. But next is Ryoryoku, which has a shadowy figure stealing a orange orb from a guy that's covered in green. I'm assuming the shadowy figure is the...
Slimer got him. No.
Tribute doll, which has a little doll that looks like a...
Voodoo?
Silver soldier with red eyes and a cape. A bit battered. It has a shield and stuff.
Huh. That's different looking. Okay.
Wonder wand, which is a staff wand with a green orb up top and a tiki head that's silver as at the base of the orb.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it looks like a tiki head.
It does. Okay.
Light Force Sword, which is a sword piercing a face down card.
Just cruelty to cards. Mm-hmm.
Magician's Circle, which is a spellbinding circle on a pillar of ice above a red effect.
And then starting with that Light Force Sword, these are actually trap cards now. Yeah.
Magic Jammer, which is a magical circle with red on the middle and purple smoke billowing up from it.
Okay.
And Seven Tools of the Bandit, which is one of the multi-tool things with skull and crossbones on it.
The Swiss Army Knife of the Dead. Yeah. There you go.
Pirate Army Knife.
Okay. So that was the Yami Yugi, whatever. Which one do we want to do next? The Ishtar or Pegasus?
Pegasus next.
Okay. And none of these were shiny letters or shiny backgrounds.
No shinies in this one.
The ones that are shiny are the three ultra rares that are in the clear pack. So I'm assuming that's going to be the same way in each of these dual decks. What you got first? Well,
the first one apparently starts out in the center spell and trap zone, and it's a Toon World, which this card is treated as Toon World.
That's Pegasus. Yeah. He loved his Toon World stuff.
And Mind Scan, which at the start of the third turn, if your life points are 3,000 or higher, activate this skill on both players' turns, and you may look at your opponent's spell and trap cards at any time.
Okay.
And whenever your life points drop below 3,000, the skill deactivate. Millennium Eye.
Yeah, that's definitely Pegasus, too. Yep.
At the start of the duel, look at your opponent's opening hand.
Wow.
You may choose to have the opponent shuffle and draw again for the hand.
So basically, your decks are actually going to be 24 cards, because you got the three...
I'm pretty
that
sure
are
you
placed
only,
on your field automatically.
I'm pretty
the
sure the three are actually, you only use one of those a duel.
Oh, well, like I said, we don't know the actual rules. They are on the back of the play map, but we haven't
actually looked at those.
Right.
This guy's got Rogue Doll as well. And Toon Alligator, which is a Toon-style alligator with a hand axe. And he's got two of those.
Okay. Yep, that I remember that card from the back in the day. I never played or did this, but I remember Logan getting that card.
Yeah. Parrot Dragon, which is a green dragon with a kind of cartoony parrot head that has the swirly eyes of rage.
Oh. So far they're all toonish, but that lends to Pegasus.
Dark Rabbit, which is an evil Black Roger Rabbit with a little sword at his belt.
Evil Roger shoulders. Rabbit.
Yeah, with a pauldron and swords on his belt. Then Toon Masked Sorcerer, of which there are two, which is...
Okay.
Toon version with a purple robe, a metal mask, and a flower in his hair.
Gotta have the flower.
Yeah.
I look pretty. That one's a weird looking one. Yep.
Toon Mermaid, which a green haired toon style mermaid with a bow in the middle of a clam with eyes.
I remember that
I think
one.
It's the toon version of Red Mermaid? Not sure.
I remember that one as well from the day. But yep.
And Toon Summon Skull, which is, of course, the torso of a slightly toonified summon skull that looks blue. And that actually looks like it came out of Blue Dragon. That video game, you remember it?
Okay.
That looks like it came out of Blue Dragon. And a ritual card, Relinquished.
So you'll probably have another card that goes with it then, if that's a ritual card.
Yeah, it's right next. Top as the bottom, a little... socket in the middle, the eye stalk, which is literally its head.
Okay.
With a Millennium Eye symbol on it. And very heavy clawed gauntlets as arms.
Okay, yep, I remember this one. So somewhere in there, I'm going to bet there's the other piece to this.
Black Illusion Ritual.
Wasn't there a Black Luster
Knight? Soldier?
Soldier?
That's Yugi's card.
Is that Yugi's? Okay.
Black Illusion Ritual has two goblets feeding red stuff into a very evil looking pot of the Millennium Eye.
It's a good brew, man. You didn't know Pegasus brewed anything, did you?
Toon Table of Contents, which is, that actually has Toon World on the top, on the front cover. Open to the index, which is in rainbow and has little mentions of different monsters and page numbers for them in green.
And the rainbow. So you, if you have Lucky Charms, you can do it with this card and say, hey, I got a rainbow.
Toon Rollback, which is one of those film reels.
Okay, yeah. With,
it actually has a bang on the screen, then a black orb, and then the shadowy figure that looks kind of cat-like coming and biting something, or opening its jaw anyway.
Okay, got that one. I don't think I've seen these last two spell cards before.
Toon World support that came in after the series. Then Toon World, which is the Toon World book open and
with that
kind of cool looking town.
It's an old one if it's the same one. Isn't that the... These have pretty much been... Excuse me, guys.
This has pretty much been
the original art.
I think so.
From the old days.
There's an updated card called Toon Kingdom, which is, from my understanding, basically a better version of Toon World, but...
Same image as what's on... It's a Toon World skill card.
Yep. And if you remember Yugi's first skill card that we saw, you'll remember this one. Yami, which is just a field of black with kind of purple little bits.
True.
I'm pretty sure it has the exact same effect. Basically, Pegasus has a field spell skill card. Yugi has one for that.
Okay.
Sword of Deep Seated, which it seems like that should have a V there, but whatever. Which, there's a sword and you can see someone's eyes and face set around it like the sword's covering its nose.
The sword's covering its nose. It's it does, doesn't it?
Background with red.
It does kind of look like that, doesn't it? Okay.
Toon Defense, which is the Toon book, but it's covered in a claw with a chain on it and it's closed.
And this is the start of the trap cards. We forgot the... say when the start of the spell cards were, but those last few were spells, but these are traps. Okay, that's kind of cool.
Jar of Greed, which is a big red jar with a face and jewels coming out of the top.
Which I don't know. It's when you only have 20 cards, you draw one card. You don't have many cards to draw from, so that's okay.
Wild Tornado, which actually has three tornadoes on there, but three tornadoes and four little white black hole effect in a canyon at night.
The triplets. Okay, that's kind of actually a cool card, really. That'd be cool as a foil card.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool. One of the things I do want to mention before we get too far along, because I forgot to do this at the beginning of the episode, the song we came in on was The Gambler, performed by Kenny Rogers. So if you wanted to know what that was and maybe go back and find it and maybe download it on something, that was The Gambler by Kenny Rogers. You got to know when to fold them, folks.
Uh-huh.
Know when to walk away. So another thing, while Logan gets prepped to do the Ishtar, on these cards, like I said, they do have Speed Duel on the bottoms of them. That's because in the literature, it says that you can use these Speed Duel cards in your regular decks. But when you're doing Speed Dueling, they don't want you to use regular cards in the Speed Duel. You can only use Speed Duel cards.
Yeah, at least partially because they've been working on slowly transferring over the cards to the system, I'm pretty sure. Ban list, I'm pretty sure, is completely different and such. Stuff like that.
Well, there's no ban list for these because these are the cards you can only play with.
Yep.
You can't play with any others. Whether basically, they bring
the
booster...
ban list is just the cards they haven't transferred over yet.
Pretty much, and I don't know if they might later on down the road. You never know with companies. It's very possible that they might do booster packs with even completely new cards or doing new cards that's already been put out there because Yu-Gi-Oh! Is famous for doing that in multiple decks using the same card. This is the Ishtar deck now.
She's Ishtar.
And the first three are the
skill cards.
Skill cards,
which
thank
is
you.
Prescience. Yeah. Seeing thing. If your opponent's life points more than twice yours, activate it, and you may look at the top card of both of your decks at any time. Her in a manga panel, basically.
Oh, that's kind of cool. I like that.
Gravekeeper's Lot. If you lose 1,800 or more life points, you get to use this during your next draw phase, and you may search your deck for a Gravekeeper's card, reveal it, and add it to your hand. Millennium Necklace.
Very cool. That's a neat card.
Yep. At the start of your opponent's turn before they draw, you may look at the top three cards of their deck and rearrange them in any order, and that's a once per duel effect. And now to our actual card.
Okay.
Gravekeeper's Curse, which is a guy in a robe with a staff in front of him. Looks like he's chanting something in glowing green.
Kind of like a monk, except it's a gravekeeper.
Next to our Gravekeeper's Spear Soldier, which is another guy in the robe with hieroglyphs behind him and a spear.
We just got a bunch of guys.
But that little twin snakes coming up to meet the middle of the spearhead.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Hieroglyphs behind him.
Okay, gotcha. That's kind of, is it the medical symbol that has the two serpents meeting at the top?
Staff of something or other.
I have no clue about that, but
Gravekeeper's Vessel. This one glows orange, and he's got a shadow of hieroglyphs in the sand. And he's rubbing his hands greedily.
We love the gravekeepers.
Gravekeeper's Chief. He's got a staff this time with the head of a cobra on it, and he's got a very active aura of red and yellow.
I like cobras. I think they're cool looking when their heads are, when their hoods are spread open. That's kind of cool.
Gravekeeper's Cannon Holder.
More gravekeepers.
Another guy with the black robe kneeling down with a big round, I'm guessing it's a cannon over his shoulder.
So
it's
assuming
wooden cylinder, basically.
Ishtar deals with
gravekeepers.
Gravekeepers and zombies? I don't
know. Sure about zombies.
Got all these gravekeepers.
Merrick's her brother, and they're part of the clan that kept the tomb of the pharaoh safe. Two more gravekeepers assailants, which is instead of just a guy in a black robe, that black robe covers everything now, and he's got one of his little gauntlet things has a sword sticking out the back of it that's wavy.
Okay.
And of course the hieroglyphs in the background.
Oh, he's just holding his sword backwards, that's all.
Oh, I thought that was coming out of his wrist.
No. Nope. Because some swordsmen and knife duelists, they will put the hilt, they'll have it backwards so they can swing it around. It's kind of a weird style. You see it more with smaller blades than you do with swords, but every so often, even in Star Wars, Ahsoka carried her blades backwards. You remember the lightsabers?
Yep.
See the hilt. You can see the hilt on each side.
Oh, yeah, you can. I just
missed it.
Next is Gravekeeper's Priestess, which is a gal in a white robe with a visor over her eyes and a staff, which I'm not sure if that's supposed to be a cobra or a cow. I'm not sure.
A cobra or a cow?
I'm that's thinking a big it difference. Might be a cow. No?
That's a cobra.
Look at the face, though.
It's just an oversized face. But you see, you got the hood with a cobra on each side. So, yeah, that's a cobra. Plus, it's more apt Egyptian themed. It's going to be. You're going to have.
One of Egyptian's goddesses was a cow, I'm pretty sure.
I know they had cows in that area, but I don't know about.
One of the goddesses, I'm pretty sure. Was
okay.
Gravekeeper's Intruder.
You don't ever want to call a lady a cow. No. Maybe it's a god that's a cow.
This guy has the robe's hood down and everything, and he's got. Looks like a tattoo of a tablet on his forehead.
Okay. Well, nothing like putting your mark on you. All of this has gravekeepers. Wow.
Yeah. That one skill that's search for a gravekeeper, that's almost as good as.
It's like, why do you need to search for them? Yeah. They're all right there.
That's almost as good as Yugi's Destiny draw.
True. Oh, we're going into the spell cards. We got some more monsters.
We still have a few more monsters.
Okay.
Gravekeeper's Shaman.
Oh.
Which is. I think this is an older lady in white. Big headdress, still has the visor, but the Millennium Eye symbol is on her headdress. And a staff that's got Trithing holding up a blue orb and a blue little headdress around the blue orb. I'm not sure how you'd call that.
I don't know either. That's kind of a cool looking card. Not bad.
And Gravekeeper's Oracle. And this looks to be a boss monster.
Boss, man.
10 stars, yeah.
Oh, wow. It is.
That's rare, as in generally you go to god cards for that.
She's going to beat you silly with that.
Yep. He actually has the three Egyptian god cards in the background of their tablet form. Raw's a bit cut off, but you can see the tops of Obelisk and Sliver.
Guy.
You got the snake staff, pauldrons, a lot of blonde hair just all around his face. And he's on a throne with wings on it.
Cool. He's the king, by God. It looks like a king, or more than an oracle. It does say oracle, not king. So, okay.
A cat of ill omen. Something that's not a gravekeeper, which is a black cat with red eyes and.
And it's a monster necklace. Card?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And then we go into spells. So, yeah. There was one monster card that wasn't a gravekeeper's. And now gravekeepers steal.
Wow. Instead of,
okay.
Which has.
Whatever.
One of the gravekeepers looking at a big, huge monument with writing on it in Dawn.
Okay. Yep. That's a big old tablet.
Yeah. Hidden Temples of Necro Valley, which is, there's the tiered building with the ramp coming up to it. Two statues of people to either side of the ramp and the sun coming up in a...
Okay. The walkway to the tomb. Yep. That's cool. I've always enjoyed the Egyptology stuff, so these cards are kind of cool to look at out of all of them, I have to admit, because of the Egyptology theme. Now, the gravekeepers, that did get old, but these that actually have some semblance of Egypt and the digs that they've had, that they've uncovered all the metropolises or cities, whatever you want to call them, that's kind of cool.
Sebek's Blessing, which is an alligator guy with a white orb at his chest, which is bandaged up as a shirt type thing. And he has an orb as well.
Cool.
Blast Held by a Tribute, which is a guy holding a red orb that looks to be pulsing like and has it almost is connected to his veins somehow.
Or that's just energy bleeding off of it. True. I don't know. Depends on how you interpret the artwork.
Uh-huh.
But okay.
Rite of Spirit, which has three of the gravekeepers guys holding their things up. The sword. It looks like a plank of wood, which, and one of the staffs. Up to a snake guy with the yellow and blue highlights in the hood.
Wow. Okay. That's a little busy.
Yeah.
Okay. I had to look at it for a little bit to center on it with my bifocals, like, oh, that's a busy card. Okay.
And the Eye of Truth, which has the Millennium Eye with a little bit atop it and a triangle and two little T's below it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've seen that card before. Yeah, that's cool. Before we get into the rare cards, just a little bit, like we were talking about before, Lowell is right. You do start with 4,000 life points, and of course you lose if you hit zero. Let's see. You get to shuffle the cards, which isn't a very big deck to shuffle. You can't have more than three copies of the same card in your deck, and I think they only had two copies, really. You choose one skill card before your duel and place it face down. So you do only get one, like you said, Logan. It doesn't really say. You draw four cards to begin instead of, wasn't it usually seven?
I think so.
And I don't really see anything about the variants on there, unless it's further down into the text. But he's opening that up, and we'll see what the variants are. The shiny cards for these.
Yep. There's Shard of Greed, which is a Shard of the Pot of Greed with blue lights coming out of it, and it's basically keep this on the field for two of your draw phases, and you get to draw two cards. The Golden Apples, and yeah, it looks like this is one for each of them. Pretty sure that would be Yugi's. This, I think, might be Ishizu.
Golden Apple?
Yeah. When you take battle damage when you control no monsters, gain life points equal to the battle damage you took, and if you do, special summon a Malice token. And the attack and defense of it are equal to the amount of life points you gain. That's actually pretty good.
That's actually kind of a cool looking card, though, really. I was like, oh, this Golden Apple is going to be, That's actually a cool looking little card.
And
okay.
Mimikat, another blue dragon-like creature, which is a cat that's Toonish styled, and it's actually coming out of a card. So basically, you see the card that has Mimikat coming out of it, that is basically this card. And if you have Toon World and a Toon Monster, you can special summon
That's Pegasus.
Your opponent's graveyard, or set it.
So you know that goes with Pegasus' deck, definitely.
Yeah, it's basically steal a card from your opponent's graveyard.
Funny.
Yeah.
Cool. So, like, I kind of guess Logan thinks it's probably the right guess. One goes to each deck.
kind of cool. Different way to play Yu-Gi-Oh! Instead of possibly taking 30 minutes to an hour, it might only take you 20 minutes, 15 minutes. Who knows?
They seem to be quick. Well, sometimes normal Yu-Gi-Oh! Can go that fast, too.
True, if you get behind and they're hitting you left and right with some major cards, that's true.
There can be one-turn duels occasionally.
Oh?
Yeah, that is something that people can do. Just crush an opponent on their very first turn without even attacking.
How can you do that?
Burn damage.
Really? Huh. You think that one would be banned for sure, then.
Oh, no, there's multiple combos that can do that for my
Okay. Different. Well, those are the three decks that you get in the Yu-Gi-Oh! Speed Duel Destiny Masters Starter Deck. So those are out right now. They actually came out on the 25th of January, so they are available. You can go to your gaming stores, probably find them in your department stores and stuff. They look like a regular starter deck size box or a special edition size box. That you get the three small decks in there. So
the box arts on the mini things look neat. One of them is Yugi and Dark Magician, Pegasus and Toon Summons Gold, and Ishtar and the Gravekeeper's Priestess.
And those are pretty nice, so if you want to keep them in nice condition, open them from the bottom. Otherwise, there is a tear tab. That's a pull tab that you tear down the side to open them. But if you want to keep the boxes in nice shape, you probably will want to do it from the bottom like we did. Yeah. So be aware of that. Suggested retail price for these is basically $10, $9.99. Plus, you're going to have to do your taxes wherever you're at. So you got to figure that in there. But that's going to pretty much do it this go around for that little dual box starter set. Before we leave off, though, we want to thank a couple of podcatchers that have picked us up. Some of them are Radio Public, Apple Podcast, Player FM. That's where I listen to my podcast. Listen Notes, Pocket Cast, Blueberry, spelled B-L-U-B-R-R-Y. And we have a few others, Pod Lovin', Pod Chasin', U-Book. So thank you all for picking us up and letting your listeners take a gander at us and see if they like what they're listening to. And before we leave out, like I said, we do want to mention that we did play The Gambler performed by Kenny Rogers at the beginning. We're going to be leaving out with Fort Minor singing Remember the Name. So if you want to look that song up, like I said, we going to do what we always do, play a little bit of the song, and then you guys can go check it out, see if you like it. Find them on a digital downloader and download the songs or the albums. They'd be glad to have your support as well. But we are leaving out with Remember the Name, performed by Fort Minor. Also, thank you to Konami for sending us these packets by way of Hill and Knowlton Strategies. That is Allison Vincent, Lindsay Barber, and Tim Klein. Thank you all for supporting Comic Pop Library. We greatly appreciate it, so definitely enjoy it.
Thank you.
We're going to let everybody enjoy the rest of their day. We've been having fun looking at the starter deck. We hope everybody's been enjoying listening to us. We'll see everybody on the flip side. Bye.
Bye. There's a moment in your bones when the fire takes over. Blood is running, heart is pumping, as the battle gets closer. They can say what they want now, 'cause we'll be screaming out. We can be heroes everywhere we go. We can have all that we ever want. Swinging like Ali, knocking out bodies, standing on top like a champion.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.